Thanks for coming tonight. We welcome you to this quiet Christmas service. And this is a time when we would acknowledge that our feelings at this time of the year are mixed. While most people may seem to be entering completely into celebration, for some, like us, memories of the past and the pain of the present may be overwhelming. Even to some of us, Christmas Day can be a very difficult day. So in this service, we will together lift up our feelings to the Christ child. And we pray that you will find hope, comfort, and the beginnings of peace that is in Christ, knowing that you are not alone. And as brothers and sisters in Christ, we together share each other's pain, as God knows our pain and He holds us up safely in His arms. So we come together in our losses to find comfort in each other and in God, and to know that the love of God will see us through. So as you entered the sanctuary tonight, you were given a prayer request slip. And if you'd like to write down your prayer request, please do so. And you will have an opportunity to bring it to the altar area here. And we will lift them into God's throne room together. If you had not received one yet, the ushers will hand one for you as of now. And one more announcement and we'll proceed. And after the service, you are cordially invited to join us for further fellowship in the large classroom downstairs in the hallway.
We gather to remember that Christ was born at Christmas in a world that seems giddy with parties, presents, Christmas cards and holiday lights. We bring before our God our worries and concerns, our grief and our sadness. Our God came to us as the most vulnerable baby, and we come to Him in our brokenness. As the shepherds brought their lambs and the wise men brought their gifts, we bring ourselves and our burdens to lay before the Christ child. Which Christmas story do you see around you?
When we're down in the town, Christmas is the story of buying presents, store windows bright with dazzling displays, tempting tinsel and shiny treasures on shelves, jolly Santa saying ho, ho, ho. Christmas is the story of secrets and surprises, cards to be written, food to cook, feasting and parties. There's nothing wrong with parties and celebrations, but at the moment, it is what other people are doing. I'm living a different story this year. Christmas is a story of other people telling me I should be happy when I don't feel like it. Christmas is being on my own when other people have their happy gatherings. Christmas is the empty chair, the aching heart. Christmas is a financial worry. Christmas is waiting for that someone to return. Christmas is confusion and all mixed up feelings. Which one of these Christmas stories do you see around you?
In Bethlehem all those years ago, Christmas was the story of a teenage girl pregnant with a child that was not her husband's. A story of a child born in a dirty animal stall. Christmas is the story of a family of refugees who fled their homeland so that their child would not be killed. It is a story of light sent to shine in the darkness and the world trying to put it out. It is the story of God's self-giving love, never ending even when it was rejected. We all come with our own stories, our own Christmas stories, the memories and the experiences that make up our lives. We bring them all before the manger. We bring our darkness to the light. Christ knew desolation. He knew all our pain and sorrow. He will stretch out his arms around us. His love will lift us from despair.
Let us bow our heads and pray. Loving God, we acknowledge that life isn't what we would wish at this moment. We bring our pain and distress, our emptiness and mixed feelings to you. We know that they are part of human life shared by your Son Jesus, and that comforts us. Hold us and protect us and give us your peace this Christmastide as you have promised. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verses 10 and 13. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, do not fear, I will help you.
A reading from the book of Psalms, 55, chapter, verse 22. Cast your burdens on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved.
A reading from the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Tonight we will light four candles in remembrance of our own personal losses. We use the Christ candle as our source of light, hope, love, and strength. We light the first candle to remember those who have died, those whose names we speak in our hearts. We remember them, their names, their faces, their voices. We give thanks to you, O God, for once having them, loving them, and now their memory. May God's eternal love surround them. We light this second candle to acknowledge the pain of loss, the loss of relationships, the loss of jobs, the loss of health, the loss of hope. As we gather up the pain of the past, we offer it to you, O God, asking that into our hearts you will place the gift of peace. Refresh, restore, renew us, O God, and lead us into your future. We light this third candle to remember ourselves before God this Christmas time. We pause and remember the past weeks, months, and for some of us, years of difficult times. We hold before you our memories, our sadness, and our hurts, and we hold before you those whom we know need your love. We remember that the light of the world was born at Christmas and has not been overcome by the darkness. This fourth candle is lit to remember our faith and the gift of hope which God offers to us in the Christmas story. We remember that God, who shares our life and promises us that there will be a place and time of no more pain, no more sadness, but only peace and happiness. Let us remember the one who knows the way and who walks with us into the future. We invite all of you, each family, each individual here, to come to the altar and also light a candle from the Christ candle. Your candle represents the light that will shine in your life and bring renewed hope and peace. You may also place your prayer intentions in the basket that's at the altar. The ushers will guide you to the altar. When you light your votive candle, we ask that you start at the back so that you're not leaning over a flame. We also ask that you extinguish your candle that you're holding in your hands before you go for your blessing with Pastor Choi. To the light of the world, we bring all our darkness, knowing God will give us his light. To the child destined for the cross, we bring all our sorrows. To the baby in the manger, we bring ourselves, asking him to give us peace. We lift these requests and special intentions to you, O God, that in your loving kindness, you will heal our hearts and minds. Lord, we thank you for all you have given us. Amen. Let us now spend a few moments in silence and personal prayer.
Jesus, you stand with us in our sadness. Please show us, Lord, your loving compassion, joy, and mercy. Jesus, come and make whole our emptiness. Christ, fill us with your love. Jesus, you help us carry our burdens. Lord, grant us peace. May God give us joy, his comfort, and his peace. In this world and the next, we pray. Amen.
This is my benediction. We have filled this place with the light of many candles, and Christ Himself is the light of the world, and may the light of Christ go with us into the darkness, and may the peace and the blessing of God, the Almighty, the God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you now and forever. And may you leave this place knowing that not only you are loved, but also God goes with you. Amen.
This concludes our quiet Christmas. Please join us downstairs, as Pastor mentioned, for some light refreshments and some fellowship. Spend some time with each other. If you'd like to come back up to the sanctuary and just spend some more time up here, that's your personal choice. You're welcome to do so. Also, before you leave church, please take one of your candles home with you as a remembrance of this evening and our time together, just sharing with each other. Thank you for coming out.